at a time when agencies are cutting back, on a time when agencies are reducing services and changing in a institution for blind people. Father John and the Xavier Society are going and improving the services, expanding, making opportunities better for blind clients. So I give him for whatever he chooses to say, for whatever time he chooses to say it. Father John.
See what that was going to be.
Yeah. New York!
And in addition to dealing with infinity and eternity, I also... I am Father John Sheehan, and I am chairman of the Xavier Society. And I was listening to like people started out by asking credentials. So I was born in New York, Manhattan. Baptized in St. Patrick's Cathedral. When I was younger, and I am the Jesuits. I even worked solo for a year before I entered the Jesuits. My father was from Schenectady. My mother was born in Brooklyn. I am a New Yorker. When I was being interviewed for the Jesuits, we were living in Princeton at the time, my parents were, and because I was working as an actor, I lived with them as often as I could. I went up to Fordham in the Bronx. And at one point, the priest who was interviewing me told me that technically I was living in the Maryland province, and if I wanted to, I could apply to the Maryland province instead of New York. And I looked at him and I said, but New York is the center of the universe. And he said, yeah, you're a New Yorker, you can apply here, you belong here. And of course, we all know he was right. New York is the center of the universe. And that's why in 1900, the Xavier Society for the Blind was started in New York City. That's 110 years ago. Congratulations to the New York chapter on your 54th year, but we are better than twice as old as you are. Although we are based in New York, though, we are national. We have clients in almost every one of the 50 states, and we are able to serve some people who live outside the U.S. That's a complicated legal thing I don't want to get into. We are a group with a very focused mission. And the mission has really not changed in the 110 years we have been alive. We provide religious and spiritual material in accessible formats to individuals who cannot deal with traditional print. Now that's the blind, as our name suggests, people who are visually impaired, but also people who are seriously dyslexic, people with tremors, spinal cord injuries, anyone who cannot deal with traditional print, all are eligible for our services, which we provide free, which we have always done. We are primarily Roman Catholic, but not exclusively. We have Protestant authors in our library, and we have Jewish authors, and we're just working now to boost up the section on Orthodox writers, and we got a lot of people we don't even know who they are. We are a registered library, so we can lend books in all three formats, Braille, large print, and audio. Now, we are not the place you go to if you want Harry Potter or the girl with the dragon tattoo. But because we are a member of NLS, we provide our services through all of the libraries in the system, and our people can get books from the Library of Congress, and people who are members of other library systems and not registered with us have access to our materials as well. Now, I do have to confess that at least since I've been there, we have occasionally strayed away from our mission. We have on more than one occasion brailled a menu for a different restaurant or two in New York, and we didn't let them. I went to a mass for the disabled in New York shortly after I took over, and they had a woman in a wheelchair who read the first reading, and they had a deaf guy who was translating like mad using all 10 fingers, and they had a deaf choir, and there was not a piece of braille in the place. That's what I said. Not quite in those words, but come on board, and in one of my very first letters to him, I coughed discreetly and said, and anytime they have anything now, they call us up to get it brailled for them. Although our mission remains the same, how we fill it has changed over the years. When we started with New York letter print, one of the first groups to move to braille, large print typewriters when they were brand new. We put our works on records and then on cassette tapes and now digital CDs. We had a website for a couple of years. It is now because on Wednesday, the 27th of October, we have a new website that we have been developing for the last 6 months or so, and on Wednesday, it goes live. Now, they tell me that all of it will be working, but much of it, and we will be working all up. It's a new and a great version of the website. Our clients and our donors keep in touch with us. It will let us handle services more easily. We look to the day, and we think about weeks, not months or years, when all of our catalog and all of the information we have will be available. Clients will be able to gain audio files. They can go to the website. The latest technology will be available for anyone. And I want to tell you, we're staying on top of it. We are constantly looking at new technology. And when the day we implant a computer chip in our brain and we are able to download directly into our heads, we will know to do this. This is a constant problem. It's a job. Go out and raise money. We have a staff of 15. They really like to be paid. People with baskets as you leave the room today. I'm just kidding. You know, if anybody in the room ever wins the lottery, well, I mean, I know your first gift is going to be to the NFB, and then your second gift is going to be to the state chapter, but boy, I'd like to be third. As we all know, times are tough, and occasionally you hear people on TV who go, oh, things are looking better. Well, and we only anticipate that, especially in the area of fundraising, things are going to be more difficult. I've been with the Xavier Society a little over 2 years, and as I analyzed the world and I looked at the Xavier Society, as Carl suggested, I decided the only way we were going to be able to survive was to expand. We looked at the future, and we will do anything we have to keep going. We do benefits. Last May, we had an auction. And for the first time since 1986, as part of that auction, I shaved my beard. I got $5,000 for it. After what I've seen today, I should have had Mindy there to run the auction. I said that for another five, I would shave my head, but that was not as attractive a proposition. I did not get that one. But I sing concerts. I sell CDs. I'm doing a concert at Barnes & Noble in New York in December and in three other places around New York in November and December. We sponsor golf tournaments. We lead pilgrimages. Yesterday, I was in the morning, when I woke up yesterday, I was in Athens. I got up to Greece, yes, the big one. I got on a plane. I flew all day. I got back to Newark. I had a five-hour layover and a delayed flight. I got to my room here at 12:30 midnight. So if I yawn, it is not the speaker. Next year, we're going to have another trip to the Holy Land. We're going to possibly have a trip to Rome, an audience with the Holy Father, the Pope. The Catholic bishops have just approved a new translation of the Bible, and we've been working for some time now getting the Braille version and the large print and the audio ready. And what we want to do is we are going to present a full set of the Braille Bible to the Vatican Library, but we would like to present the four Gospels in a beautiful leather binding to in a special audience with the Holy Father. And so if we get the audience, then we'll announce a pilgrimage. And anybody wants to meet the Pope, let me know. We'll just sign up. Now, we don't know yet. There'll be one prize for people who just want to go to Rome, and then there'll be a surcharge if you actually want to meet the Pope. Yes. Dear God, I'm selling the Pope. I'm going to get in trouble somewhere. I just, you know. All of these adventures, all of these things that we do help us to spread the word about the Xavier Society for the Blind. If we're lucky, some of them even make a little bit of money. But spreading the word is our first and most important job. And so as part of that, we are not only working to reach out to get more more donors, but also more clients. We are launching an outreach program to try to make our services known to veterans. I just hired a full-time person, and that is his first job. I'm the Vietnam generation, and the guys my age, we are all starting to have normal eye problems, plus all of the vets who have been injured in battle, service-related injuries, and that's his first job. We are deep in planning to start a Spanish language division, hopefully before the year. Make that. On December 13th, December 13th is the Feast of St. Lucy, patron saint of the blind. It's also my birthday. You think God doesn't have a sense of humor? Spread the word to all of the parishes in the Archdiocese of New York. If you're in New York or near New York, please come and join us. There will be Braille. Right now, we serve the U.S. and Canada. In 3 years, President Biden expanded our client base by a factor of 10. And I said this to everybody that I ran into when I came back from the detention. I said this publicly when I spoke last summer at Dallas at the National Convention. And I'm saying it again here to you. If I am any good at my job, I can continue to learn through my association with this group at all levels. The people in Baltimore, meeting individual members, I'm overwhelmed with the amount of technology I've learned, of what it is and what it can, and most importantly, the NFB's philosophy of how to deal with the world. Dr. Moore and the folks in the Reading Rights Coalition and the staff at NFB and all of the messages and conversations on blind law and all the members that I meet, thank you. A tremendous debt. And even in this short weekend in Buffalo, that process of learning to Louise to get some fineness in a limited way. I'm signed up for the course. I am both very excited and a little bit scared. Pam Allen has said, well, you know, let's see how you do, but, you know, think about at the end of the course when you go home to New York, see if you can go back to New York blind. That's what makes me scared. Yes, exactly. I am also pleased to announce that at the last meeting of the Board of Directors of the Xavier Society for the Blind, we approved the election of a new member to the board. On our November 9th meeting, Carl Jacobson will be joining us as a member of our Board of Directors. And I'll tell you honestly, the thought of that scares me more than the Louisiana school.
Meet you in your white cane in your office.
But, you know, when I add this all up, it means that I know whenever I have a problem or a question, I've got a tremendous list of resources I can call on, and they are all filed under NFB. So thank you, and thank you. I got one more thing. And again, for those of you who were in Dallas, I apologize for repeating myself. But I felt it was important to say there, and I feel it's important to say it here. At the Xavier Society for the Blind, we are committed to Braille, to expanding it and promoting it whenever possible. I mean, we also have large print and we have audio, but the importance of Braille in our work is paramount. I said before, we were one of the earliest agencies to use Braille. We have a staff of 15, and two of them are certified Braillists. Several of our staff are learning to read Braille with their eyes. I mean, you know, we're not crazy. No, I mean, that's hard. That's, you know, when you've got eyes, did you read, there was a book, and I can't think of its name right now, about a guy who was sent to prison in Louisiana, in the place where they used to have the leprosarium. And when they converted it, they left some of the people there who had grown up there. And there was a guy who was blind, and he read Braille, but he caught leprosy, and he was losing the sensation in his hands. He learned to read Braille with his tongue. Wow. No, no. Yeah, finger licking good. I have, Carl said those paper cuts will kill you. I have this notion, this idea that one of the things that we are responsible for doing is to help people be all that they can be, to steal a slogan from the Army. It's not officially part of our mission statement, but it's not a bad description of why we do what we do. And it's incidentally not a bad description of what the NFB is all about as well. And that's part of how we do what we do, to help our clients grow in areas that they need. We start with what they are and help them move on. The National Federation of the Blind, there is nothing they can't become. Coming back from Detroit last year, people would say to me, "Well, how was the thing in Dallas last year?" Say, "How was the thing in Dallas?" And I would tell them about a car that a blind person drives. And they'd say, "You mean a car drives itself?" I say, No. The blind person drives it. And in the test they had, they did better than the sighted people because the sighted people didn't trust the system. I was telling someone about the belief. This guy said to me, "Next, you're going to be telling me about that you're a blind pilot." I said, "Well, actually, we've got blind pilots. Flying is easier than driving." And golf. I mean, we have the blind golfers. From my own personal experience, I can tell you, it's easier to fly a plane than play golf. This plane, I'm going to let you this little light of mine. You will. I was on the picket line.
That's it.
Oh, that's right. We New York chapter, we sing. And every convention I've been to, the New York, the Xavier, shining our little light throughout the United States since 1900. We were started by a group of women who wanted to do something to help. That has expanded. Praise is good, too. We always welcome contributions. When we did a recent computer system upgrade, employees, blind jobs. We are constantly changing and growing, and we invite you to be part of the process. If you have not visited our website, please do so, but not until after Wednesday, because that's when the new one comes in. It's really long, but we hope it's easy to remember. That's Xavier with an X. If you're ever downstate, in other words, in Manhattan, the real center of the universe. Brooklyn is a foreign country, don't tell me. But if you ever get there, please stop in. A cold drink or a warm cup of coffee. Meet our staff. We do have some samples of things that we have done. There's some Braille brochure material about who we are and what we do. There are large print and Braille copies of the Xavier Review, a magazine that we put out of samples from other magazines, and the Mass Propers, the prayers and readings for the Sunday Masses for the month of November, and they're on the table outside. It's a great honor for me to be with you this weekend and to be able to address you today. And if you think those are just polite words, I want you to know that I am a graduate of the University of Notre Dame. I am the chaplain of the Notre Dame Club of New York. And while I have been standing here talking, Notre Dame and Navy have been playing football. That's how important you are. Although I have to be, now I turned down three sets of tickets, three invitations to go to the Meadowlands in New York to watch this game. And I said, "I can't, I've got to be in Buffalo." They said, "Buffalo?" I said, "Yes." Now I have to be honest with you. When I came up here to speak, just before I did, I looked at the score, and Notre Dame was getting pounded into the ground. So it's much more fun to be up here with you than watching that. In closing, let me say how privileged I am to be with you for these few days in Buffalo, and how grateful I am that the snow has not started. God bless you all. God bless the United States of America. God bless the National Federation of the Blind. And most especially, sorry for those of you who are listening to this streaming, but I have to tell the truth here, you know, for the best affiliate in the country, the New York chapter. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Father, you will be at the banquet tonight, will you not?
Yes, sir.
I have a special job for you at the banquet tonight, Father. You'll be at the head table with us.